You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves, as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, hope you're having a wonderful start to your Sunday. Of course, you can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, as well as the podcast to be named later, all at batterypower.com, at batterypowersbn, across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. Wherever you choose to listen, that's where we'll be for free. Just hit that subscribe button and you'll get the latest content when it's available. My name is Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. When it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. And right now, the Braves are simply experiencing what I feel is one of the worst dosages of deja vu that I can remember in recent history for this franchise. Monday and Tuesday to start off this week have been exciting off the field, but have certainly been forgettable when it comes to the performances on the Braves for the Braves in Oakland, as they have now lost two straight games against the worst team in baseball. We'll get obviously to the news of the day yesterday. For the second straight day, Braves country had every reason to be excited, ecstatic, energized, because for the second straight day, the franchise made a move to provide energy, to provide a boost to the Braves pitching staff when it was announced that prized pitching prospect, what many would consider to be the best prospect in the Braves system, A.J. Smith-Shaver, it was announced at the age of 20 years old, he was going to be promoted to the major leagues to pitch for the Braves. As a matter of fact, he arrived at the stadium as the Braves were playing against the Athletics during the third inning of last night's game. So you had the Michael Soroka return to a major league mound for the first time in nearly 3 years on Monday. The Braves once again aggressively promoting a talented arm on Tuesday. So off the field, plenty of reason for positivity, excitement, energy. But unfortunately, for the second straight night, all that excitement, all that energy, all that just, you know, enjoyment of seeing some notable talents join the major league pitching staff for the Braves, it was watered down, dampened by an inexplicable performance by this Braves team, a 2-1 loss to the Oakland Athletics. This is only the second time this year. The Athletics now have 12 wins on the season. They are 12-45 now on the season, but this is only the second time this year that the Oakland Athletics have a winning streak. It's only the second time this year they've won two games in a row. And unfortunately, the Braves were on the receiving end of those two losses. And last night, you know, one positive to take away was that Bryce Elder was absolutely on top of his game. 7 1/3 innings, he was cruising through most of the game. 5 hits, 5 strikeouts. He was able to get through the 7th inning, I believe, on only 4 or 5 pitches. Bryce Elder had one of the best performances of his career. He was absolutely incredible. Once again, he gave a needed performance out of the starting rotation for this Braves team. But unfortunately, the offense could not get anything going all night long, despite the fact that they were facing off against J.P. Sears, a rather unknown left-handed starter for the Athletics. The last time the Braves did this, they teed off for 5 2-run home runs in the first game of the series a few weeks back against the Rangers. But last night, the Braves could not get anything going offensively. Now, some of it was once again a bit of bad luck. 9 balls last night between the Athletics and the Braves. 9 balls were hit at an exit velocity of 100 miles per hour or more. 7 of them were off the bats of the Braves. But unfortunately, the hard contact they were making at the start of the game, it was not finding spots to land. But then what was more disappointing is the fact that the Braves just could not put anything together at the end of the game. The 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings for Atlanta were all 1-2-3 innings for Oakland. 12 straight batters went to the plate, 12 straight batters were retired. The Braves literally could not do anything at all to solve the Oakland Athletics pitching staff, and so the offense just went dormant. And then, of course, in the 9th inning, as the game was tied 1-1, you could not have scripted a better example of how all of the obvious struggles, all of the obvious flaws for this team right now are starting to impact them more than they have previously. In the top of the 9th inning, Ronald Acuna Jr., Matt Olson, and Austin Riley could get nothing going at all offensively against the Oakland Athletics bullpen. And then in the bottom of the 9th inning, Raisel Iglesias, while mixing in a strikeout, walks the bases loaded. It's obvious that the Braves bullpen has had plenty of struggles as a whole over the past month to 6 weeks, but Raisel Iglesias, since he's been back from injury, he once again has been his usual efficient, reliable self. But last night, he walked 3 batters in an inning for the first time since September 2nd of 2018. And then with the bases loaded, the Oakland A's were able to win the game due to an error by Austin Riley. So inconsistent offense, bullpen struggles, defense. The three things that we've talked about as being, you know, the flaws for this Braves team, you know, the areas of needed improvement, they all came together at one time and resulted in the Braves losing to the worst team in baseball. And now that these struggles are happening frequently or consistently enough to where they are impacting the Braves' performance to the point that they're dropping consecutive games to the worst team in baseball due to an inconsistent offense, due to their struggles on defense, due to bullpen struggles, that's now proof that these are areas of concern. These are clear areas where the Braves need to show improvement sooner rather than later. Now, I think that that is a relevant truth, but I also think it's important to note that this isn't the end of the world. This isn't anything to get overly dramatic about or anything to, you know, blow out of proportion. At the end of the day, with how good of a start to the season the Braves have had, 2 losses at the end of May is not that big of a deal in a 162-game schedule. But I do think it definitely is a big deal that we are seeing these areas of struggle happen as frequently as they are, and it's important, and it's starting to be concerning with how much they're impacting the Braves' performance to the point that they're dropping consecutive games to the Oakland Athletics. And I think that that's a big reason why we're starting to see Alex Anthopoulos start to make some decisions when it comes to being more aggressive with his more talented options like Michael Soroka as well as A.J. Smith-Shawver, and why we also saw he designated a Lucas Licky for assignment. Alex Anthopoulos is recognizing that he needs to be a bit more active, maybe earlier than he anticipated, to start to make some changes to the roster for these improvements to occur. So, yes, it's very disappointing to see the fact that the Braves have lost 2 straight games to the Oakland Athletics in the fashion that they did. But I think that while it's important to recognize change needs to occur soon, it's pretty obvious that the Braves recognize that both in terms of their roster and the franchise, and that's why you've seen recent moves made, including the promotion of A.J. Smith-Shawver to the Braves.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
So if we roll back the clock a few weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, it was announced that AJ Smith-Shaver was being promoted from AA to AAA, and he would be making a start in Memphis for the Gwinnett Stripers. And when that occurred, I think that it was pretty clear to many that the Braves were once again being aggressive with their most talented arm in the minor league system, and that more than likely at some point, AJ Smith-Shaver would be in Atlanta contributing to the big league club in 2023. Because we've seen this exact trend happen before. This isn't the first time we have seen Alex Anthopoulos be very aggressive promoting and pushing a talented arm in the Braves system to the point that they arrive in the majors much sooner than people think. We saw it happen with Max Fried several years ago, back in 2017 into 18. You know, he started as a reliever and then eventually worked himself into the starting rotation. We saw this exact same trend. We saw this exact same development happen in 2021 with Spencer Strider, with how aggressively he went up multiple levels in the minors and eventually landed in the majors at the end of 2021. Started off 2022 in the bullpen and then eventually now has become one of the best starting pitchers in baseball. So the aggressive push that Alex Anthopoulos was making with AJ Smith-Shaver, I don't think that surprised anyone. And I think many expected for AJ Smith-Shaver to arrive late this year like Spencer Strider did in 2021. So when it was announced that AJ Smith-Shaver was getting the promotion to the majors, I don't think that it was a surprise in the fact that that type of trend was happening. It's just that it happened much earlier than many had anticipated. But even though it occurred earlier than many may have anticipated, there is plenty of logic as to why Alex Anthopoulos made the move that he did. Obviously, it continues a trend, as we mentioned, we've seen before with Max Fried as well as Spencer Strider. But it also allows for the Braves to be able to bring a better source of talent into their bullpen where Smith-Shaver will initially be used so that the Braves can get as much talent as possible into a pen. This is an infusion of talent into a pen, into a bullpen that needs as much talent and consistency as possible. So it was an opportunity, much like we saw last year with Michael Harris II, as well as Spencer Strider. When Michael Harris II was called up, Spencer Strider was put into the starting rotation. It's an opportunity for the Braves to be able to feature one of their most talented arms and allow for them to be able to comfortably acclimate that arm to the major league level, but it also brings in more talent to an area of need for the Braves. So they're really killing two birds with one stone when it comes to promoting AJ Smith-Shaver to the majors, plus utilizing him in the bullpen. Of course, as I mentioned, with Smith-Shaver now in the majors, the corresponding move to make room for him was Lucas Lickey being designated for assignment. And it makes perfect sense. Lickey had been acquired from the Yankees during the offseason after the Yankees had designated him for assignment. The hope was that Lucas Lickey With Tyler Matzik not being available this season, the hope was that Lucas Lickey could be that third left-handed option out of the bullpen, but he just has not been able to put any type of consistency together. He had a lengthy stint on the injured list, and so far this season for the Braves, well, actually, during his time with the Braves, he, over 9 2/3 innings this year, he's given up 15 hits and 11 runs. He has not in any way, shape, or form been a reliable source of relief that the Braves had hoped he would be, so it made sense to move on from him to make a spot for A.J. Smith-Shawver to come to the majors. And of course, Smith-Shawver, the important thing to know about him is that his promotions have not been based just on potential. There has also been clear production at each and every stop he's had so far this year. Through stops at single, double, and triple A over 7 starts and 33 innings so far this year, Smith-Shawver has only allowed 9 hits and 4 earned runs, while also striking out 45 hitters compared to walking only 12 of them. So he, more often than not, has been dominant. And I was able to see Smith-Shawver in his first performance, in his first start in AAA in Memphis a few weeks back. And I'll be the first to admit, there are several more talented talent evaluators out there when it comes to Braves minor leaguers than myself. But what clearly stood out about Smith-Shawver was just the overall, I don't know if lack of effort is the right word, but it's effortless in terms of his approach, his windup, his overall talent. It just seems effortless, just consistently settling at 96, 97 miles per hour with his fastball, being able to locate his slider to get swings and misses. You can clearly tell there is dominant potential with A.J. Smith-Shawver, and perhaps that dominance can be there consistently with him being able to easily transition to a bullpen role. So it's awesome to see, once again, that Alex Anthopoulos is having the confidence in one of his most talented arms on the farm by bringing Smith-Shawver up to the major league level to be a part of the Braves bullpen. Now, the key for Atlanta is that Smith-Shawver may make a start at some point in time. He provides extra depth for a starting rotation that has needed as much depth as possible so far this season. But another few key points to note is that you now have Smith-Shawver up to help support the bullpen. And the reason why he's not supporting the starting rotation is because of the fact that Michael Soroka looked good in his initial start on Monday, to where he obviously will get a few more opportunities and hopefully he can become a mainstay in the rotation. And then you also have Jared Schuster, who later on today will take the mound for the Braves and hopefully put together his third straight impressive start. If Jared Schuster and Michael Soroka can complete the rotation with Charlie Morton, Spencer Strider, and Bryce Elder, if that could be your starting five, and then Smith-Shawver can be added to the bullpen, you've now started to get some more certainty with talented options where you need it in both the starting rotation and the bullpen. Hopefully also, with the Braves being able to part with Lucas Lickey, who was a left-hander, Dylan Lee will be eligible to come off the injured list later on this week. Perhaps he'll be able to come back immediately and contribute. And now, you're in a much better position than you were even a few weeks ago, with Smith-Shawver and Dylan Lee back healthy with the bullpen, Michael Soroka and Jared Schuster bringing some stability to the starting rotation. Perhaps the Braves can get some consistency on the mound that they have been seeking for much of this season. But that's the thing to watch for in this afternoon's game as the Braves look to hopefully salvage the series with a much-needed win against the Athletics. Jared Schuster will be taking the mound. He's put together 2 very impressive starts. If he can put together another start, he should continue to be able to fill a rotation spot moving forward, and that will be a great development for the Braves. But again, it's not at all the starting rotation that's the area of concern. With the fact that Bryce Elder went 7 1/3 innings on Tuesday, and the fact that only A.J. Minter and Raisel Iglesias were used out of the bullpen, the Braves should have a pretty fresh bullpen. So if Jared Schuster were to run into any trouble, the Braves bullpen should be there to support him. But the biggest storyline of all to watch in today's game, can the Braves offense get going once again? We saw it happen over the weekend. The Braves had disappointing performances on both Friday and Saturday night against the Phillies, and then they came out on Sunday and scored seven runs in the first inning in a blowout victory. The one key consistent trait, one of the best traits about this Braves team over this period of time in which they put together five straight division titles, is that they don't stay down for long. It's very rare that the Braves go three or four games of playing disappointing baseball. Hopefully Wednesday they'll be able to bounce back, get some early runs, allow for Jared Schuster to settle in, and they'll be able to put together a convincing victory and leave Oakland with at least one win in this series. So it's certainly been an exciting few days off the field. Been rather disappointing on it. There's clear areas of needed improvement for this Braves team, but Alex Anthopoulos is starting to do what he can to give the Braves the boost that they need to improve in those areas. It's now time for the roster to once again find the consistency that it had in April to take advantage of a pretty easy June schedule and get some needed wins. Can't thank you enough for joining us here on the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Battery Power Podcast Network. You can find the Daily Hammer, the Battery Power Podcast, and the podcast to be named later all at batterypower.com, at batterypowersbn across all forms of social media, and free on all podcast platforms. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. Until next time, go Braves. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily Hammer.
Claude 3 from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point of the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skill and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who use Anthropic to navigate this new frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude, C-L-A-U-D-E, today. Jumpstart your genius with Claude 3 by Anthropic.